Hello, welcome to the Sacred Embers Network, featured End of the Light radio show. Tonight we have a great discussion regarding clairsentient, and this is Tom Kelso, your host, and we have Heather and also Felicia. So if we could just introduce ourselves.
Hi, everyone.
Heather?
I'm Heather. Yeah, hi. I'm Heather Hilton Hartford. You can find me on the Sacred Embers group. You can also friend me on Facebook, and I have a private group called Common Ground Cafe, and my website is commongroundhealing.com, and I offer readings and healing. Felicia?
Hi, I'm Felicia, and I am a psychic intuitive, an empath, a medium, and an angel channeler. And you can reach me at Sacred Embers, or you can reach me at angelicwhispersinthesun@gmail.com.
Thank you.
I love that name.
Yeah, my name is yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, my name is Tom Kelso. You can reach me at the Sacred Embers Network. I'm a psychic medium, medical intuitive, and also an empath. My email is tomkelso22@gmail.com. So let's get into tonight's topic. What do we say? So this
awesome.
Is so we've been kind of exploring the different clairs, and it's been quite interesting. So basically, clairsentient, those are the people that have the gift of or clairsenting. It allows you to feel things about places and people. This is a very unique gift and something I feel comfortable with and very was quite common for me. And so does anybody else want to share anything with regards to their experiences?
Well, this is definitely one of my stronger ones, the clairsentience. And it does go along with clairempathies, which is what we talked about last week with the emotions. It's clear emotions. You can sense people's emotions. This uses all of your senses. This is like to sense or feel something. It uses your body and feelings to bring information. Usually people who have strong clairsentience, they're gentle souls. They're easy to talk to. They're great listeners. They're not attention seekers. They like to watch. They're people watchers. So it's like intuition, but it's more powerful. So if you think about, clairvoyance is probably one of the most well-known clairs, and that's the clear seeing or clear visions. This is the power of feeling. And I honestly feel like this is more powerful than the visions, because you can really feel, especially
like
when you're doing
layers.
Readings for love. It's layers, yeah. It's like if you're reading for somebody and you pick up a loved one, you can really feel their sorrows or their joys or how they live their life, some of the emotions they have, even how they died or some illnesses they may have experienced. This really gives you a lot of information, and other humans. You can really you understand what makes people tick. You understand. You have a lot more compassion and understanding for people's behaviors, even if. So you tend to be a little less judgmental because you really can see, you can see through it and feel the pain of where that behavior came from. And the insights, the insights through clairsentience is just astounding when you can really communicate directly with your heart, because we're, as humans, we're feeling beings. It's the three centers, the head, the heart, and the belly. Those are our three centers. So, you can really feel into people's past, present, and future. So that gut feeling, so it's like the gut feeling. That comes with clairsentience too. Are you feeling, like if you're getting ready to do something, are you feeling excitement and joy and happy? or are you feeling anxiety and dread? That's something to pay attention to. And look at in the past of times with it, you may have paid attention to it or ignored it and what it taught you. I also feel it as like a heavier light feeling. And that's how I notice a presence in the room. But what freaks me out the most is when I get the physical sensations, like I call them the intuition tingles, which is really a validation of who's there and saying, yes, what you're saying is right. And my hair stands up and you can see the goosebumps on my body. And it's just, it comes out of nowhere. And it's like you feel that subtle energy and you can feel it physically. But this also, it takes a lot of energy and effort, and it can cause a lot of us to burn out. So we have to be really careful about self-care, because you're sensitive to not only emotions, but also any kind of tactile stimulation, any kind of environmental irritants. Other people can drain you. They can make you feel uneasy. Or you can meet somebody and feel like you've known them forever. Or you can be attracted to the energy of things like crystals or colors or sounds. These really affect your physical being. They affect your feelings. Your feelings emotionally and physically. So when it gives you the ability to just connect with just about anyone or anything in their vibration, and you can meet them there. You know, you can relate to almost anyone. You can be in a room or in a group with just about anybody who you can imagine and be able to fit into that group because you definitely are resonating on that same vibration. And that's why there are some people we just can't be around. One of the things that I noticed about myself in my clairsentience is that I move things around a lot because I can feel the flow of energy in the space. So I like to shift the flow, make it. Sometimes I make it darker. Sometimes I make it brighter, depending on the feel of it. Change the color. That's a clairsentient thing that's happening if you feel like you have the need to do that. It's shifting the vibration and the flow of energy around you. I feel like it's knowing that the pain we go through is a gift to heal, and it's a gift to grow. And that's part of the feeling, the clairsentient, knowing that, yes, you have this chronic back pain ever since you had an accident, and you don't know what the purpose of that is, the reason why you went through that or still have it, but everything is a gift as a process and a learning and a healing and a growth and things that we chose. So, yeah, I just kind of babbled on there. I hope that made sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I'm sure. I can relate at many levels. How about you, Felicia?
Heather, I think that was one of the best explanations I've ever heard because you were hitting each point, I was like, where was this woman and this show, like, years ago? Because I was like, that is all, I mean, you just like hit it right on the head with all of that. And this show is so good for people because they don't have to like wonder about this stuff. They can actually hear from people who experience this and know that they're not alone and that they're not really different. A lot of people feel this way. And I wish I had heard this a long time ago. Because you just kind of like, it's part of your life, but at first I thought everybody felt like this, like everybody could do this. I thought it was normal. I thought this is the way people were. I really did. I didn't know until later. When you start to recognize, you know, the different ways that people act, and then you can't quite understand, okay, like, why is this person not so compassionate? Why is this happening? And then you kind of figure out, oh, people are not exactly all the same. And I would say, like, compassion is a huge thing if you have this clair, because you have a really, I think, deep understanding of people, which gives you a lot of compassion for people. So even when people act in ways that I just can't understand, you know, like if they're mean or, you know, bullies, things like that, I still, in some way, like I can't understand the behavior, but I have compassion for it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big thing. Yeah. And what else did I want to say? As far as like, I didn't mention this experience before, but it's interesting. So when I go, one of the things that you were mentioning is like when you go into places. So when I go into a place, especially if it's an older place, an older building, a house, a school, you can kind of feel all the energy from that. If all the people, if all the kids are in school at the time, you can feel all that too. If it's an empty school, you just kind of feel, I don't know if it's left over from the day or left over from a while, I don't know, but you can pick up on that too. But I was looking at a couple different schools for my daughter to go to one time. And so I went to visit one, and when I walked in, I wasn't familiar with this feeling. I've felt, you know, houses that were really dense, that were kind of, you know, difficult to be in. I felt in different places before. But this particular school was a new thing, because when I walked in, it felt like a time warp. It was the strangest thing. It felt like I just walked into a building that was built in the 1950s, and had this whole vibe of being, like, very Americana and very, like, the energy was so wonderful. And I thought, wow, the land that this place is built on must have been really great, because this school was not built in the 50s. It was, I believe, built in, like, the 90s. But it was really strange. Wow. It felt exactly like a time warp. And later when I was talking to somebody who is also a psychic, I was kind of asking, hey, which school do you think I should try for, this one or this one, to try to get her into? And the lady said, you need to go to this particular school. She's like, it's like a time warp there. And I was like, exactly, that's exactly what it feels like. It feels, every time I went into that building, even to this day, it is the most comfortable building I've ever been in my life. You go in there and the energy is so wonderful. I don't know what it is about it, or what is, you know, about the land or what, but I don't know if anybody's had that before, but that's the only place I've ever felt like a time warp kind of thing. Sounds crazy, but it's true.
It's true.
That's my little addition for your information.
Yeah. I love that.
I know, I feel good when I'm in Tennessee, though. That's one of those places, those states that I really feel good about. Felicia lives in Tennessee, and I lived there for about 2.5 years, and I really had good energy in that state. I felt like it was just a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are drawn to certain places, for sure. For sure.
So, anyway, you mentioned about the numbness, or the tingling, the goosebumps, and I mentioned earlier before we went live that, you know, my wife sometimes will say, hey, you know, is there something here? And because the baby's either talking or, you know, her attention is being diverted elsewhere. And I'll walk in there and my arm will just light up, you know, hair stands up, goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And I know, obviously, you know, there's an energy there, and I'll connect with it and say, hey, you know, baby's trying to go to sleep. You know, thanks for coming, great grandma, but time to end this place. So, yeah, that's a unique experience. I didn't understand it before. And then, you know, coming up when I was younger, you know, when you walk into a room and you have these kind of emotions or reactions, I'm sure some of the listeners also feel the same way, that, you know, you kind of dimensionally feel different ways. Like, okay, I feel this and this energy. And, you know, someone might say, well, maybe you're being emotional, but it's not that. You're just feeling the layers that are involved in this, the emotions that are behind, you know, what's going on. And it's pretty intense if you're not aware of it.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too, because it does bring about a lot of anxiety and depression for people. Because when you're not aware, when you don't remember that you have this ability and you're not aware of it at that time, you know, with a lot of the clairs, people self-medicate. Because it's
sure.
not always comfortable, especially when you think it's you or you think it's something somebody else has done to you. You know, you just don't understand that you're picking up this this extrasensory stuff that belongs to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, it's our human ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a good point, Heather. I mean, there's probably so many
Absolutely.
People who don't realize that. And if they did, think maybe how much they could help themselves by just realizing it. And then they wouldn't feel like they had to, you know, kind of cover up those emotions. They would just know how to kind of get rid of them. I just kind of always knew how to do that without even thinking about it. I've learned over time, I guess, just out of survival. But when I stop and think about it, especially if a store is really frantic, if people are tired, if it's stressed out, like Christmas shopping is a perfect example. If you go into like close to Christmas, everybody's kind of frantic, they're buying gifts. You're kind of thinking, where's all that Christmas spirit? Isn't everybody supposed to be like loving and happy? But in the stores, they're kind of frantic and they're like tired and moody. And you will like that. There's an anxiety that you will pick up on. And I can definitely at times like that leave with a little anxiety. But as soon as I go out of the doors, it kind of just washes away. It kind of just drops
right
off.
And, you know, we're all born with that. And as we get older as children, our environments kind of wash that away with stuff like you're being too sensitive or, well, you got to do this. If a child is crying or anxious about something or doesn't want to go somewhere, we have to force them to go because obviously they have to go to daycare because we got to go to work, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of those senses get washed away because we're conditioned to not to pay attention to them, to think that we're wrong, to feel that way. And somebody posted on Facebook today, and I just can't remember who posted it, about a mother whose child called from school and said they were sick and needed to go home. And when she went to pick the child up, obviously the child was fine, but she took her anyway, and they had like the best day out ever. And it was a young child. And she said, you know, sometimes children need mental health days just as much as physical sickness days.
That is true.
You know, when the world is just feeling too overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
The rat race really can affect that.
Right. That is
so
true.
Yeah, understanding where these feelings are coming from is so important for our mental health and our physical health, because we can store those feelings that we get as physical sensations, as pain, as illness.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes denser and denser. So as we awaken, we learn how to shed this stuff, and then we feel lighter and lighter as we start to awaken to our clairs and start shedding the conditioning that we've been through and all that trauma we've held on to and all that unnecessary physical and emotional pain that wasn't our own, but we thought it was, so we held on to it.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's important to talk about these clairs, because this is part of the shedding process and part of the awakening process, being like, oh, well, that that wasn't my fault. That I wasn't a weird kid. You know, I wasn't a bad child. I just felt things more. You know, and
right.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was the tactile sensations. Like my daughter couldn't have any tags in her clothes. Like she physically couldn't handle that much tactile stimulation. And that's very common with clairsentient people.
I didn't know
that,
but I have that.
Yes. Yes.
I never heard that before.
Yep.
But yeah, I cut all the tags out.
Yeah. Or wool, you know, or, you know, certain fabrics, just you can't, like, I can't have anything silk. I can't sleep on silk sheets. I can't wear silk. It just bothers me.
Yeah.
So that's part of clairsentience too.
And I think it's so interesting that both of you are medical intuitives. I find that so fascinating because that's not one of the things that I can do. The only thing that I can do, I can pick up on everybody's emotions and especially like if somebody's lonely or they have sorrow, I can really pick up on that quick. I can get the goosebumps and I can feel, you know, energy like touch my arm and stuff like that. But I find that medical intuitive stuff just fascinating. I don't have that. I don't even know how that works. But I think that's really interesting that both of you can do that.
I really feel like you do have that. But you weren't in the medical field, right?
I was, yeah.
What did you do in the medical field?
I worked in like as an MRI tech and also an X-ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's definitely, this is one of the clairs that needs the most like practice in attunement, because it can be really subtle at first, and then it starts to build and it gets stronger and stronger. I don't know if that was your experience too, Tommy's, where you realized that you were feeling other people's
Absolutely.
Illnesses,
yeah.
and then it just kind of
yeah,
built over time.
And your hands kind of get like they're on fire, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the nausea is a big one. Nausea can be, for me, for my personal clair, nausea to me either means there's dense energy around or if I tune into it, it can be telling me something about a chakra.
Yeah.
Or it could be something that has to do with personal boundaries. So it's getting that sensation, tuning into the sensation and listening to what it has to tell you. And that's how I really honed in on the medical part of it. Is ask questions. And that's why a lot of us psychic mediums ask questions. And a lot of people think they're leading questions or baiting questions, but they're not. Because we get we see something or hear something or smell something or taste it or feel it, or we feel it in our body, and we're trying to navigate what it's telling us because we don't get full sentences. We don't always get names or dates or anything like that. Sometimes it's just we have to navigate through symbols or sensations or feelings. And part of your job as the client or the sitter on the reading is to participate in the reading and try to figure out what your loved one or what your own body is trying to tell you. It takes practice, and sometimes we have no idea where it's coming from. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I realized after a while that when I saw a clock, the face of a clock or a watch, it meant numbers. Or it could be time or numbers or chronological order. So it takes a lot of practice to decipher those feelings. And I really still feel like, Felicia, that you have some of that. So pay attention to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other day I did a reading, and the question was, should I take homeopathic medicine or should I have surgery? That was it. There was no other information. And then right away I sent in eggs and baby. And basically, this woman, she has kids, and she hasn't been able to have any more kids, and she wanted to know if she should have this in vitro. So ultimately, you know, a baby's coming, but... You know, no need for surgery, you know, just being patient and transitioning her energy into saying, you know, letting it happen, you know, putting it out there in the universe. But, you know, it was pretty vague. And you know, like you said, sometimes these things just come. You know, it's not us. It's the universe. It's the energy working. And,
yeah,
sometimes a beautiful result, you know.
Absolutely. And it's not the yes or no answer or the you should do this or that answer. It's a guidance. This is what we're picking up with our clairsentience on your body, on your path, on your how your guides are guiding you, how your higher self is guiding you. What you do with it is your choice. But this is what's happening with our clairs.
Yeah.
And that's how the readings go.
I know. It's funny that some of us, for example, can be married, and you know we are, and then your spouse or your friends. You know, they're not really open at all, but yet they might believe in, let's say, God, or they go to church or something. But, you know, for me, I have a hard time understanding how can you believe in a God but yet not be open to something that's spiritual, you know. And I see that happen a lot, too, where people are just kind of closed off.
Yes,
so,
I see that shifting. There's a lot more people are shifting to an awakening, and it's really not because more of us are getting out there talking about it. It really has a lot to do with the shift of the universe, the veil thinning.
Yeah.
People are waking up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I'm an identical twin, and that's one of the things I'm writing. I have writings about that I'm going to put on my blog is being an identical twin. And picking up on that EFP between us and how she knew when I was in a car accident one night. I knew when she went into labor, even though I was drinking tequila, I still knew. I still felt it. Nothing could numb that. But the stories are absolutely fascinating. And looking back on it, I wish that I had been more connected to that kind of connection. Would have.
But see, that's the problem is we're conditioned from a young age not to accept anything. You know, first Santa Claus is real, then he's not real, and the Easter Bunny, and then after that, you know, people in general are just kind of conditioned not to believe in anything. You know,
right?
Kind of taints them a little bit, you know.
Right.
So I think it's, like you said, it's good, this ascension, this shift that's happening, that's taking place. People are becoming more aware of themselves. There's an energy shift from a more masculine to a more feminine energy, you know, which is also needed to help this transition. And then, you know, the old guard kind of leaves, and then, you know, so that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because a lot of people are having a hard time with that. Shift to the feminine, and we're not talking about male female, we're talking about masculine energy and feminine energy, and the feminine energy kind of gets us to slow down. Some people have a really hard time with slowing down. A lot of us have a hard time not knowing what's coming up ahead or what direction to go in, and that's a very common issue that people talk about with this shift from masculine to feminine. So don't think you're crazy or that you're, you know, this lazy sack of shit because you're all of a sudden need to slow down. It's part of the shift. You're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. So listen to your body and do what it's telling you to do with no expectations and compassion and love for yourself.
Yeah, so with that, with, as you mentioned, you know, the older generation, you know, we're taught to work, and the newer generation, they're in a different mindset. They're more about, you know, experiencing, you know, not so much work, and so you can see that shift amongst the newer generation. You know, it's happening.
Yes. Absolutely. The older generation has a hard time with that, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Damn kids these days. Yeah, well, the damn kids these days feel a lot more than we felt. You know, they're way more intuitive and in tuned with, you know, they weren't on their technology so much. I'm speaking for my own kids, but are way more in tuned than we were as far as equality.
You're talking about way back. Way back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our predecessors living off the land, they weren't there with their iPhones and they were
right.
In touch with the ground. They were connected with their food, for example. You know, they gave thanks for their food. And yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Until we got into the age of work, and, you know, housewives stayed at home and took care of everything, and, you know, the man went to work all the time and the women took care of the children. And nowadays the kids are starting to go back to that where we were a long time ago. And it is a new generation and a technological generation. So their senses are different, but we have more non-gender stuff and things we're starting to be, it feels like the shift of becoming the one I am. We are all one. We are not separate mm-hmm. beings. We are all different parts of one being. And that's the shift I see with the kids these days.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah, I am, for sure. That's a good concept to have. I think it was the baby boomers. I think that whole concept of when the baby boomers came down, there was supposed to be a big energy shift. You know, that's why there was so many that came down at one time. But it never really transitioned that way. I think there was more environmental factors or earthly factors that influenced that. It didn't allow that change at that time. But, you know, at this point in our time, you know, we're ready. We're more prepared for this shift. You know, this ascension that they've been always talking about, it's actually in place, you know, moving in that direction. You know,
yeah.
Gaia, you know, Mother Earth, that, you know, we're all kind of moving in a positive direction. And that's why, you know, as an empath, as a clairsentient, I don't like to watch the news. And that was just kind of a natural transition. Now, international issues that I'm aware of, but I don't watch the day-to-day canned news that we have because, you know, it's very negative. It's very fearful. Their marketing is based on fear, you know, and it's just an energy that I don't like to tap into. And I'm sure there's some of our callers out there that can relate to that.
Yeah, we don't even have cable. I don't know when the last time I watched the news was.
It's great. Yeah, you're not missing much. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah, the news can be really hard. You know what else I was thinking about when we were talking about what I thought was hard when I was young? Heather, you mentioned if you were sensitive, people would make fun of you. You know, you would hear that a lot as a kid. I would get picked on for being sensitive or crying too easily. And then when you have a parent, do you remember the saying of stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about?
Something to cry about. Yes, that just came into my head.
It's impossible to stop crying. It's impossible to stop crying. Like, there's no way I could have stopped crying. So I always remember that saying and thinking to myself, how would I possibly stop right now? It's not even. So I used to hear people say that sometimes. To their kids, like even in the store when their kids are crying, I'm like, that is the worst thing to say to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because let them feel what they're going
to
feel.
My father used to say it all the time.
Right.
all the time. I was the emotional one. I was a crier.
Yeah, I would cry pretty easily. Like I said, I can't even handle The Lion King, and it's a cartoon. So, I can't take it. Everybody goes and watches those. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've never been much of a crier, but, you know, now that I'm older, I can appreciate, you know, when people do cry, when they do put emotion into something. I mean, I feel it. I'm very sensitive. My wife tells me sometimes I'm too sensitive, but, you know, I used to kind of put that away. That was something that I just kind of stored aside, you know.
Right.
To go along with that kind of military masculine energy. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I understand it's okay to embrace that, because that's how you feel. That's how you understand others. That's how you put yourself in other people's shoes, is to be able to feel. You know, often, you know, people judge others, you know, but, you know, and I realize we all kind of go through this process in life. And, you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you kind of think, oh, I know everything. You get in your 40s and you're kind of like, I don't really know everything. But then you kind of see things from a different perspective, you know. So we all kind of make this transition, you know, as we're here on Earth, this kind of Earth school to grow as souls, you know, then you start to kind of see things differently. And then hopefully, you know, you get in your 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, but you've made that transition and you've had a good school on Earth. But then sometimes you have to come back and learn some more lessons, you know. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So are we going to 9:30?
Whatever you want.
Let's see what
it
we
says,
have in terms of how long's the. Yeah, we have some callers that are on hold. We can, if you want to take calls now, or we can talk a little bit longer. I'd like to engage maybe the audience. Go ahead, sorry.
It says we have like 53 minutes left on air. So yeah, it looks like we'll be done at 9:30. So. We should probably start picking up callers.
Sure. So callers, you know, it'd be nice if we can hear also some of your experiences. I just want to remind you that, you know, we'll take some readings, but also please feel free to maybe pick a medium or someone you want to have a reading with, and you can go on their website and can click on them at that level. But we're going to go ahead and take some calls, and you know, if you want to explain maybe or share possibly some of your experiences, too. That'd be great. So I'm going to take a call here if we could. Let's see. Can you hear?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening from the beginning. My name is Lisa, Arizona.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What was your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Did you have a question or you want
to? Yeah, a quick question. So male friend for many years, people got in the way between our friendship, and I've been trying to leave polite messages because I don't want any no resentment in your future, and I'm trying to change the present, can't change the future. I like to know if you see him calming down or us having a communication, an intelligent conversation, please.
It feels like it, to me. It feels like you're just it's the same thing over and over again. It's like a, I don't know if you've been on and off with him, but it's like a cycle. Does it feel like it's a cycle every time you're with him again, something else happens?
In the past, yes, but in the past for many years, it was stable, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it was building up. And then when this gentleman is other three or four, I don't know if you were in menopause, started changing, and then right now, it's unstable, and I'm hoping he'll come back. We need to talk. Basically, we need to talk. It doesn't have to last forever, but if I can get one or two conversations, that's my goal. And I need to meet with him to solve something. And even that entitles him and me. It needs to get solved.
So, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Well, it feels like he's run away. Did he, like, run away or just leave or...
I'm
getting a feeling that you need to walk away, and I don't know if anybody else is picking this up, but it's like
it's like
awakening. Yeah. It's like you're gonna awaken to the reality of the fact that it needs to get left behind in order for you to start your new journey, or else. It could be, it doesn't look like a promising future with him.
Yeah, it feels unhealthy.
It's friendship. Temporary. Go ahead. I just want to see if I'm going to be able to get the conversation through him, because right now he's unstable. There's a lot of chaos going on in his life. And go back for the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm giving some time for him to finish that situation, and I'm hoping before December, that's my goal.
This is Felicia. I was getting a little bit about this. It's funny that you said chaos, because that's the first thing that came up.
Yeah.
There's so much chaos around him, and at first I was thinking, I'm not really getting much on this at all, and I think the reason is because this is really not about you. It's really about him. And because he's not the person that asked for the reading, it's kind of hard to read that energy. But I got total chaos around him. There's lots of chaos, kind of like a running away, like Heather was saying, where you're trying to... make contact with him and have, you know, a steady, calm kind of relationship with him. All I get is chaos. Like, he's in a place right now where that is not how it's going to be, because that is not his life right now. So that's basically what I got for that. And I don't know if this is a factor too, but I also heard that maybe family members are involved with kind of keeping the two of you apart in a way, with their opinions and things like that. I don't know if that's true, but
that's true.
I got that from his side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It's his energy that's not calm. I don't know what's going on in his life, but. Whatever it is, he is going through something that is definitely not this calmness that you want that's going to bring about any kind of relationship. I don't know what he's going through, but he's going to have to figure all that out first before he can even, you know, it's almost like he has to figure himself out, pull himself together before he can even think about anybody else. So... it's unfortunate because you want what you want, but that's what I'm picking up on this gentleman that you're talking about. So that's what I got.
Yeah, he's very imbalanced.
Yeah.
He's very unbalanced.
I just have two more questions on this. Is he going to finish this? Is this going to come to an end, what he's going through right now? And with a family member, I know who it is, will he back away from telling him things? That's all I want to know, please. I don't want him to go through that. That's why we need to communicate. Go ahead.
I feel like that somebody's trying to get away with something. And it's just a perpetual cycle. I just see a cycle, and it's a cycle that you need to, that you should walk away from.
Okay.
Absolutely. That was the same thing I mentioned earlier. There's some instability here for sure, and this is, you know, sometimes the universe works in a way that, you know, maybe we don't want it to go a certain way, but then it does. So you need to stop and kind of listen and see, okay, what do I need to learn from this? And maybe it would be necessary to kind of step back a little bit instead of trying to push the situation. The universe will protect you, you know.
Yes. Doing it right now. I'm back away too. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm clear. Yeah, poor guy. Wish him the best.
I don't know if you guys can see the chat. If you can see the chat, I think a couple of the Sacred Embers members are posting in there a couple of the things that they're getting off of this. Can you see it?
Oh, what do you see?
Sure. Lots of static, unfocused. Yeah. Absolutely.
Someone says feel a J name and disconnect in energy, lots of static and unfocused. Well, that was from Tina. Does that make sense to you, a J name, disconnect?
Yes. I have disconnected from them, but that still human being that I'm hoping to communicate before December. And I'm hoping that whatever he has, he gets it done right away, because there's too much negativity going against the good. Of course, we have to love the good. We have to love the bad. But hard.
But you can
understand
the bad. Look good. Yeah.
But there's also there has to be room for healing and growth. If there's no room for healing and growth for you, it's not a match to your vibration.
True.
That's a good point. Yeah. Sometimes when we get in a relationship, we're at the same vibrational match, and then things kind of change in different ways. And that's why this progression of divorce or separation happens too.
That makes sense. Is there a prayer that I can do? Hopefully that after we are human beings, we probably be a change in energy, that I can just communicate what I need to take care of, because there's law behind it. That's my focus.
I can feel how hard this is on you. And as I'm listening to it, I wish there was something else that I could say that could be helpful to you. All I can say is that it's kind of in his hands if he wants to change. Whatever situation is going on with him, he kind of has to heal it for himself. So there's really nothing that you can do. You can't really make people change, even if you want to, even if you could see the whole picture of like what would be the best thing for this guy to do to help himself. And until they see it, until they want to see it, it's just not going to happen. And so it's really hard on the people around this person, because you want to help, you want things to be different, but there's just nothing you could do at this time until he wants to kind of realize that. As far as prayers, I mean, just give everything to God as far as your worries and your wants and your dreams. And love is the energy that runs a lot, like everything. So prayers are all about lots of love, and so any kind of positive prayers will always kind of extend that outward. I guess that's probably, if I could think about it, the one thing that you could do is just pray, you know, have compassion for him, your compassion for yourself in this situation. That can do a lot.
Yes, I'm clear. I'll keep praying, thinking it with love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
Well, good luck with everything. We're sending you love and light.
Please. Please, thank you. Please. Please send him some love and light. His name is starts with the letter R. I'm sure you know his name. Please.
A little R. Okay.
Please. He deserves it. He was very kind for so many years. He was polite. And some conflict came in front of him, and he changed, and he's in that phase, and I want to help this person because that's not him. He's being manipulated.
Sure.
I'm sorry for him. He sent him
to absolutely, but don't lose yourself.
And it's Robert.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're praying for both of you.
Yep, we are.
I'm feeling it right now. It's been a blessing. Thank you for helping people. And you did help me a lot. I'm feeling calm, really calm.
Oh, great.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, Lisa, for calling in. And please check back with us, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you. I feel really, very calm. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
We're going to put you on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show, okay? Oh, she hung up. Okay. So, but that was interesting. She was going through a lot. You could feel the weight on her heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a tough place to be, for sure. And she has a lot of compassion, love in her heart. So, okay. So,
yeah,
are we ready to take another call?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Sure. Let's see. Put it down. 856. Let's try 856 here. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there.
Good.
Do you have any messages for me?
Is there anything specifically you were looking for? Or?
I guess I just want to be able to move into my own house.
Laura, did you lose somebody close to you?
Yeah, I lost
that,
a lot of people.
This is somebody who recently you've been like, oh, I just want to hear from you. I just want a sign. And this person is standing next to you saying, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Well, I lost somebody about months ago, a good friend of mine.
Yeah, it feels like a female energy.
Yeah, it definitely is a female.
Yeah, and she's right next to you saying, actually, she came in before... Before Tom picked up the call, and I was looking at your number, and I just kept hearing, I'm right here. I'm just right here. You can't see me, but I'm standing right next to you. You have no idea. I'm not gone. I'm just here. And my hair's standing up, and I've got the intuition tingles. But she hears you, and she wants you to know that she's right there. And she's not quite sure how to work sending you signs yet, but be patient because she's trying.
Well, I get signs from other loved ones all the time. I get pennies and
yeah, no, this
falling.
is
Right.
This is a female energy that is recent that you've been thinking about, and she wants to let you know that she's there, and just be patient. She's going to send you some signs. She just showed me a quarter. Okay, so quarters. Look for quarters, or you're going to find a quarter. That's what she showed me.
Okay, that's nice. I like that. I find a lot of pennies wherever I go.
So yeah, I think that's why she's specifying this, because this is going to be different. It's going to be from her.
Okay. That's pretty nice. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and we're going to put you on hold, and then
okay.
You can just go ahead and look in the background. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Heather, that was quick. You picked up on that right away. You picked up on that
yeah,
right away.
Yeah, that was somebody who wanted to come through. Couldn't
no.
Yeah,
take
sure.
more of that. It happens.
Great. So let's see, here's a 207. Let's try this call here. Hello? There's nobody there. Let's try 503.
Hello? Good evening.
Hello, caller. Hi,
hello,
caller.
Good evening.
What's that?
Patricia?
Hi, Patricia. Glad you're here tonight.
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry. Good evening, everyone. I'm Patricia. I'm in Portland, Oregon currently, and I'm intuitive. I've had five near-to-death experiences. I've had all sorts of things, but we don't have 10 hours. I've been feeling, I've been told, and I've been shown that a karmic in my inner circles sending me bad negative energy. Now, I know how to protect myself, and I am a positive, happy person, but I would appreciate some help and prayers for you for protection, because I could feel it. It's like getting hit with bullets with a bulletproof vest. So do you have any idea? Because people in my circle are blessed, good people, so that makes me so sad. That it could be one of a good being that I know, just out of jealousy. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Do you have any knowledge? Because I wouldn't even want to think that. But I've been told, I've been shown, and I've felt it. So I need prayers. I need help. I need guidance, too. I mean, I do practice good stuff, and I can
sure.
see, oh,
do you practice that?
Tomorrow, Sunday, the 13th full moon, it's my lucky day. Oh.
Yeah. So as you said, you're intuitive. Do you also practice kind of creating your circle and protecting yourself energy-wise?
Every day. Every day.
Yeah.
I've been doing it more often because I feel the gut. I feel the gut. I feel the negative coming at me. And that's when I pray. I'm very, very spiritual. But like I said,
yeah.
It's just very, I just can't understand it, why anyone would want to harm me. I heard it's a karmic.
This is.
And I'm staying in my higher vibration. I just need prayers to get through this.
Yeah, we could definitely send you some energy and send some prayers for you.
This is I tell you, Patricia, this is an interesting reading because what I'm, Felicia, you getting that too? This is very interesting.
I'm finding lots of confusion, so I'm like, I'm really interested to hear what you're going to say.
You know what? Yes, I am getting so much caught up in the mind, it's Okay, I have to work this out because I'm getting bombarded with information because your guides really want, you're meant to call in tonight. The guides really want, your guides really want to help you.
Yes.
Something has to be put to rest. Something has to end. Something there needs to be a transformation. But you are, okay, your heart is, I see a plated armor over your chest. I see
yes.
you blindfolded. So armor over your chest, blindfolded, and keeping yourself restricted. Even though your intuition is your ticket out and your guidance, you have that guidance. Don't be scared and don't allow these dense energies all up in your business because your mind, you got to let that.
I just think protective myself. I do have to protect myself, but so just basically ignore it. Ignore it then and just move on.
Let it go. You're holding on to it. You're holding on to it and there's a little bit of fear involved.
Black magic thrown at me. That's a little bit of fear, but I do have God on my side, so
yeah.
I know I'll win in the long run.
Force is stronger than black magic. You know,
God. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. God is stronger. So it's keeping yourself grounded. Water, some sort of liquid, do you have like rose water or holy water or do you have some sort of liquid that you use or spray? I almost see like a cauldron or something with water, salt water. That's what it is. Do you have sea salt or Himalayan salt?
I have salt.
Okay, so they're telling you to take a bowl of water and put salt in it, and that's going to absorb the energy, and to stay in flow with God. And the angels are going to walk you on your path, but you got to have that connection. You got to go with the flow of this. You're going to like flow out of it like a stream.
Thank you. I could see it now.
Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Once you release the cover on your heart and allow source light to enter your heart and your head, and see things for what they really are, and let what has been done to you die. Let it die. And then walk towards that in that spiritual river, and then the river's going to get wider. And then once you get to the river, you're going to be on a path to the sun.
That sounds wonderful.
All right. I want to see if somebody else has anything.
Okay, this is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
And hi. I have the angels here with me. When you first came on, I got like a lot of confusion. I was trying to figure out kind of what you were talking about and where this would be coming from. And all I just get is like a bunch of confusion. And then the angels stepped forward. And I was listening to what Heather was saying. And they're basically saying this. Your mind is really boggled down by this. It's causing confusion. It's causing some fear. It's causing, it's weird because I don't know where it's like really originating from, but I'm getting what it's doing to you. So the angels are like, keep it really basic. It's really going to be simple. They want you to change your perspective on this because they want you to know. I've got chills because they're so here right now.
I love it. I can feel them too.
Yeah, I'm like, shaking all over. Okay, so they really want you to know this is all in the heart. How to recover from this immediately is in the heart. Your mind is kind of stuck in this, and there's, like Heather said, there's a little bit of fear. But what they're saying is you ultimately always, you are your own person. Nobody has any right to change your energy, interfere with your energy, interfere with your love of God and spirit. And nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can interfere in that. So
I do have the love of God. I know that. I have faith and hope.
Yes. So what they're saying is, open your heart up more. Make your heart area really big. Like, just picture where your heart is, in that center of your chest, and open it up really, really big. And feel that love that God has for you that's within you. God, you are a part of God. You are a child of God. Therefore, God is within you. No energy other than that positive God love energy can be within you if you don't want it to be. You can turn this around right this second and just say, you know what? You're just not even going to think about that anymore. You just think about the God energy that is a part of you, within you. That is what you are about. That is what is in you. I liked the when Heather was talking about the water and the salt, I got a vision of taking a shower, maybe a bath with like Epsom salts, just for the feeling of, you know what, this is a new day. I'm going to wash all this negative emotion and feeling and stuff away. Because after that, no energy can touch me that is not positive and of the highest good for myself. They want you to know that love is the highest feeling that you can have, and you have that, and you're very spiritual. And they want you to know that this power is yours, not somebody else's.
So I have the power.
Yes, you completely have the power. And if you think of it, if it makes it easier, if you think of, you know, people think of it in different ways. Some people think they are a child of God, God is within them. It's all kind of the same thing. But when you think that you are, you know, God is within you, you are made from him, you are part of him, then only that can be in you. And you just have to connect your mind with that. Open your heart bigger, and you will feel that love energy, not this negative stuff. You are your own person in charge of your own energy. So they want you to clearly see that. So no matter what any, I don't even know where this is originating from, but I just get that they're saying, stop your mind from thinking about it and go into your heart, because it's the heart that is going to lead you, like Heather said, right onto this trail with them, with the angels, and you will feel that immediately and take back your own control on how you feel about it, if that makes sense. I hope I said that.
So much sense. So helpful.
Okay.
We connect. Okay. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this from
the
bottom
of my
heart.
Patricia, they
want
to know one more thing. Patricia.
Yes.
Oh, this is Tom.
They want you to know.
One of the other
they want you
to, wanted you to know that. Go ahead. Sorry.
They want to tell you. They want to tell you that this was not intentional. What this that was directed towards you, and the energy that you were kind of caught in the crossfire. They want you to know that it's not intentional towards you. It was kind of like somebody didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, then I forgive them and I pray for them.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to become better. You have to, at least they know that it was wrong. And I'm happy about that. And yes, I felt like, why me? Because I don't do anything. So I'm happy to know that. That makes me really relieved. And this call was really just awesome. I really appreciate it, you guys.
That's great. Tom, was there something in the chat that you wanted to relay?
Yeah, one of the other sacred numbers members wanted to mention that, you know, they wanted you to understand that you're much more powerful than black magic. You know, this outside stuff is not part of your reality. So don't let it be a part of your reality. Don't let it be a part of your fear.
That's true. I'm going to think of it that way, that it's just beneath me. It really is.
Absolutely.
Love is more powerful, and love is my power. And I love myself,
yep.
So
you got
I'm
going to
keep on working on myself.
The angels are telling me to tell you, let this go. No worries. No worries.
Yeah.
They keep saying, no worries. Let it go right now. You're completely fine. You are safe.
I just got angels everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank
They're
you.
Like,
I feel very protected right now.
You are.
Like, I'm in power right now. I have the power right now. I have the vibes. No, I just got angels. It's, like, amazing.
They're saying,
wonderful.
No worries.
Thank you so much. Love and light to you all.
All right. Love and
light
to you, Patricia. Good night.
Patricia,
bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, and we hope you stay on board, listen, and then please call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. God bless
you. I'm
going to
put you on hold so you can listen, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see.
So sweet.
She is.
Still there?
Was she 503?
She was 612, but it's not a. There we go.
Oh,
okay.
Here I am.
So,
I'm here. I'm 612.
Okay.
I'm
612.
Hello.
Hi,
who's
there
this?
There we go. Okay. No, this is
Wait.
Still Tom. I'm going to put 503 on now. Here we go.
Who was 612?
That was Patricia. It wasn't hanging up.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure? It didn't sound like
button
her.
Is still here.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm clicking on 503. What's wrong with these buttons here? So
503 is on the air.
Oh, okay, 503 is on the air. Yeah, you're right. So that's all the calls we have then.
We'll go back to 612. Are you sure that's Patricia?
612. Let's double check that.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What was your name?
Hi. I'm 612.
Okay.
That's okay. No worries. My name is Constance. And I'm going through with. I've been ever since I was a little girl, I would see things. And so this is now, you know, late in my life, and I've just lost my mother. It'll be a year in December. And right now, I have lost almost all my family. I've been the one that has done the burials for them, and sent them on their way, and was there when, you know, there was four of them. And now I'm getting messages at night. It's always about 2-3 in the morning. And my father in particular is coming through. He died very young. We're a family of artists and musicians. I was a ballerina. And I, my mother is the one, I'm, my sister and I are in court, and it is the most heart-wrenching things that I normally can, you know, keep it to in check, you know, but this is the things that I've read and that have gone on when my mother was dying, and they've come to light now through attorneys. It's just unbelievably a betrayal, hurt, unbelievable that this is my sister. And there's only two of us left.
Who has the black hair, the dark hair?
My mother did.
Your mother, was she had big dark hair, and she wore like these loose shirts and big rings?
Yes, she did have a big turquoise ring on her hand when she died.
Yeah.
And she,
okay, that's,
and
it's
she,
your mother then.
Yeah. My sister, and I had a dream right after she passed. She passed December 6th, 18, and a few days later I had her coming into my dream saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm so sorry." And then I read the will, and then I have a sister that just wants to take over everything, and it's been heart-wrenching for me, literally. I mean, I can't believe what was written about me by a church that I grew up in, and them spying on me. I mean, literally, these are subpoenas from my attorney and we're coming up to my birthday, which I'm a Libra, and then we go to court September 27th, and again, and we were already in court in May, and nothing seems to be moving, and I can't. Well, there's times that I can settle myself down. But for the first time in my life, I feel like totally discombobulated, you know, just like, you know, I'm getting messages and I'm hearing music. My father will send me messages through music because he was a symphony musician. So I'll hear a piece of music and I know that is him. It's been going on. You know, these are the kind of things that happen to me, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing all the relatives that I have laid to rest, and they're coming in, and so I feel like it's, I don't know if it's a family gathering around me saying it's going to be okay.
For sure. Your mother's a big presence. She's a very big presence. She said that you've always been the level-headed one, and to it's coming time for you to put your heart and your feelings not fully aside, but to get into your thinking brain, and intellectually you know what direction to go in. It's that broken heart.
Right.
That it will get better. That broken heart, it will heal. You got to find your inner strength, and there's definite deceit. They're not going to be able to hold all these balls in the air that they're trying to. I mean, they're really, I think they've gone a little overboard to the point where they're going to end up looking like an idiot.
Yeah, I've sent to my attorney like photographs. Like, nobody believed that my mother and I had this relationship, and she traveled the world with me. I was a dancer and And she came to all my performances worldwide, and then it's been told that I had no relationship with her. And so I've been sending documents and photographs and things like this to say, no, this is what we were, you know?
Your family's coming to you, and your mother is just, she's right here. I mean, she's got, I just see her with this dark hair. It's kind of full. And big rings in like a flowy blouse. And she's saying, you know, there's two sides to your strength. One is your heart, and the other is the strength of your mind. You need to find some balance in there, and you're going to have to stand up strong in your conviction. You will get justice. That's what she's telling me. And what this person is doing, they're going to drop these balls, and they're not going to be able to handle this storm that's going to come because they've made it too much of a big story that it's just going to fall flat. It's going to fall flat.
Well,
and they're going to see right through her.
Yeah, it's my sister. And it just kills me that it's my own blood, you know, and I can't believe that she would do this. I'm of disbelief, and I just, and pray for her that she'll, but then I get something and my attorney, first of all, felt that he couldn't win this. But now he's saying, yes, he believes he will win it. And he's, you know, and then there was a meeting a week ago, and I wasn't given any information, but I kind of figured it out that he's not going to do anything until it goes back into the court system. I think she's already been found out. I believe her attorney found her out and had a good talk to her. That's my personal feeling and my gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And that just happened last Thursday. And so there's been no communication for a week from between councils. And my birthday is September 23rd, the first day of autumn. My mom chose my birthday. She chose it because it was a Friday, and it was a Yom Kippur, and she made that choice to be induced, and she's always called me her autumn baby, and that's coming up without her, and then we have the 27th, the court date, so it's a pretty hard time for me. And normally I don't get this, you know, overwhelmed. But recently I have been overwhelmed. I've got I'm healing a fractured leg, a femur, that's been almost a year, and you know, to have your leg broken and you were a ballerina, it's kind of a big deal, you know. So I've, you know, had a lot of challenges this last year. She passed away exactly one day. One day, I was operated on November 6th, and she died December 6th.
I'm so sorry.
It's just there's too many coincidences that I hear music and I can say, okay, Dad, you're here, you know.
You know that, and I want you to know that I'm sending you healing energy.
Thank you. I've been so overwhelmingly sad, and I'm not normally that way. I'm fearful of the events coming up. I don't know why. I shouldn't be, but I am.
You're grieving. Allow yourself to grieve.
Yes.
It's very important to allow yourself to grieve.
Yeah, I haven't done that very well this year. I've had to do other things that that kind of interfered in that process. Because when she died, I wasn't even able to bear weight and even walk. That's how badly my legs were broken, and now finally I'm walking with a cane, I had these challenges along with her death, and now it's finally hitting me, because we're coming in the time of year as well. You know, I saw your New York, and I saw this on Facebook, and I was one of the bluebell dancers that we just had 300 plus.
You're one of Jan's friends.
Yeah, I was a ballerina. I was for 41 years. And so my leg is broken, you know, and learn how to walk again, and not being able to go to Paris and it was the big 300 of us that were there. There were 300 in Paris just Labor Day weekend. So
is this Tina on here or someone in the Sacred Embers group? What says, I see an older man smoking a pipe. Want to say this is Dad. Does this make sense?
That's my dad. Yeah,
this person is holding her hand and standing beside her. Some older man just called on the phone and asked for Bobby.
Oh. I don't. There's no Bobby in our family. But
Tom,
my father would have been the one with the pipe.
That's amazing.
Tom, do you have anything before I say anything? Do you have anything?
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I was getting a lot. Before I get to the court case. I always talk about the very first thing that comes through when somebody comes on. And as soon as you said your name, I don't know if you have abilities. I think that you do. I don't know if you have had them since you were young. I get the angels coming forward to you quite a bit. And I think they've been around you ever since you've been little. And I don't know if you've talked to them or were aware of them.
I was aware of them, and my mother thought I was crazy, and my father said, no, she's not crazy. I mean, this is something that happened. It happened in the family, so there were several family members that had the same gift.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, that as soon as you came on, as soon as you said your name, the angels came forward and said, we've been with her a long time. We've been with her since she's been a child. And I wasn't sure whether you knew that or not, whether you were aware of it. I thought you were, because I was like, I think she knows she has abilities. I'm not sure. So that's the first thing that I got. Then I got that you feel extremely drained, overwhelmed, but extremely drained. And then you started talking about the court case. And as soon as you said court case, I kind of think of the same thing I always do when it comes to all the matters that evolve around estates.
Yes.
There is so much pain and sorrow that comes around this kind of thing, when people fight about estates, and it becomes so entangled in the worst kind of emotions and everything. As soon as anybody talks about it, it's like, oh, no. Okay, so what I have about the court case. Okay. Did you want to jump in, Tom?
I'm sorry. The time is up on us. My apologies.
Oh.
We can finish this up next week. But
we have to get her name so we can finish.
My name is Constance.
Call back.
Okay.
I will. And thank you. And blessings to you all. And
yes,
thank you
call
for coming.
Thank you.
Feel better. Okay.
Okay. Love and light.
Okay.
Bye. Love and light. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Real quick, if we could just say how we can be contacted.
Heather Hartford, commongroundhealing.com.
Alicia Chance, you can reach me at Sacred Embers or angelicwhispersinthesun@gmail.com.
Okay.
Hi, Tom Kelso at Sacred Embers Network, tomkelso22@gmail.com. My apologies for the short notice. The time just kind of came quick, and thank you for calling in and listening, and it's been a great show. Thank you.
Yeah, great
thank
show, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
Sorry,
for
Felicia,
your blessing.
You, short,
you got it, honey. You got it.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
yeah.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.